We thought we would start off this session with a group discussion. I think it's important that we have these discussions regularly in our sessions. It's important to get not only input from you, but for you to give your input. So, Milena?
Right. So we thought we'd start by asking all of you, how are you experiencing the Council of 12? And what have you noticed for yourself in the last 2 weeks?
I'll go.
Okay, you go.
It has been just the most delicious, powerful, yummy, fabulous. I could go on all day. There just aren't enough superlatives for this. It's just off the charts. Wonderful. And a friend of mine in Turkey has COVID. And after one of my meditations, I just blasted her with light. And she texted me, did you do something? Did you send something to me? And I said, yes, I did. To me, the Council of 12 is just... It's just beyond words. They're right here. They're here all the time. They're, for lack of a better word, beaming all the time in the three star tetrahedrons. And I'm so grateful. So grateful. Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you.
Cool.
Great description.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Anyone else like to share something?
Well, I could say a couple words. It's been, I feel calmer. I feel happier. I feel lighter. I feel, you know, I felt like I connected with them in a bigger way the very first time I met them when Joan brought them in on a call. I think it was in December. And it felt bigger then. And now maybe it's just because I've gotten more familiar with them. It doesn't feel as big. I'm not sure. But I really like their energy, as Anne shared.
Right. And it is, you're getting more familiar with them, but it's also that you are in that stream of consciousness as well, and that you're opening more and more to receive.
You know, they've been prepping us for this for a long time, introducing us to different collective consciousnesses, such as the triad, and then that quadratic configuration that Metatron started to come forth through. So it's about accustoming us to not only being part of a collective consciousness, but interfacing with a very vast collective consciousness.
Charlotte, what I've experienced is there's a couple of times through the day that I just want to sit down and close my eyes because I see all the geometries coming in and the rays of light that come in that are for my personal agenda and plan. I can see the seven-pointed star in it. And then the stuff that is more for everyone or the whole thing will come more in with that design that we would see in the flower of life. And so then I kind of just want to, you know, it's kind of like, oh, I'm getting a message. I want to sit down and, you know, see what's coming in. You know, it's like walking in the house and seeing your little blinky on your phone messenger. You want to know who called, yeah. You know. And so I've been doing what I call a 2010. I go do something for about 20 minutes and I sit down for 10 minutes and I go do something for 20 minutes and go sit down for 10 minutes. Sometimes 10 minutes become the 20 minutes, and you know, but it's a constant flow. And you're right what they said. I can be doing it whether I'm sitting still, or, you know, in that more meditative state or awareness, or it can be flowing while I'm washing the dishes. You know? It doesn't seem to really matter. It's it almost is that feeling of like having the radio on in the background, and then you pick up on certain songs, kind of a constant flow. It is very delightful.
Cool.
Exactly.
This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. I've been having the time of my life. I've been blissed out a lot. Going to 140% light or the speed of light is like amazing, and it's a game changer to me. For the last year or so, I've seen my pillar as spinning out pixie dust of light, which had codes in it, you know, and it's a gift to the world. And I've been stably doing this, you know, 24/7, for I'm assuming 24/7. I don't know what I'm doing when I'm asleep. When we went to 140%, they showed me that my pixie dust became stardust. And that it is, you know, just continuing on. And then I have a VR set. It's a virtual reality. And they actually, I don't know how the masters did this, but they created one specifically for me to show me my progression. And the last view was the eye of God.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. And I've said forever that I am a sparkle of light in his eye. And there was this sparkle of light, and there I was. And I'm like going, oh my God. You know, but I do have a question, though. Is there a difference between 140% of the speed of light and 140% light? Is there a difference, or is that just my mind?
No, it's light. 140% light. The speed of light is different. It relates to physical speed.
Okay. So 140% light. Thank you. I've had that question for a while now. But I just wanted to say that it's like, wow, this is such a game changer. And our mind is expanding so easily my mind is expanding so easily to more of a quantum field. It's a whole lot more limitless than it used to be. That's the best way I could put it. So thank you all, because you're part of that field.
Greetings. Well, I guess I add my two cents. It's been amazing. I've had a couple of different experiences. Like they say, just at any time, you could just pop into that space, you know, where there's no time, there's no space. It's that instant, you know, where there's no boundaries. It's boundless space, and you have no concept of the time, and it's just the freedom of it all. And, you know, like the first session, you know, we learned these tools, tetrahedron, your own key, your own color, your own sound. All these things are tools, and it's putting us on our own path. You know, the essence of it all is reaching and holding that vibration. And then using those tools, sometimes those tools help you find it. Sometimes you just pop into it. Or I would just think of my kids and, you know, how much I love them. And it was just this joy that started coming from my heart. It just started overflowing. It just became all the space, you know, just became joy. It was just like some type of fountain. It was just filling, you know, my whole soul. It was just joy, just experiencing that joy. So it was a different experience in that respect. So it's been, so that was definitely different. Wonderful. amazing, incredible. And so definitely look forward to more of this.
And there's a lot more coming. Yeah. And I like what you said. It's we are always connected to that stream. And it's not even that we have to pop into it now. It's just shift your awareness to it. And then you're there in that present moment.
Exactly.
Right.
Whenever you focus on it, sometimes you can just pop right in it.
You're in it.
It's your attention.
You're already there. It just moves into the center of your awareness. Yeah. A whole different way of being.
Oh, yeah. And so you concentrate on those things that you want as far as your that light, that energy, getting into the DNA and reaching, changing your body to that fifth dimension. So I think that's what our grand focus is right now, is raising the vibration, holding that vibration so it affects the body, to hold that fifth dimensional light and change that body. So I'm looking forward to that part.
Yep. Yep. You're right on.
Hi, I could share something.
Okay,
can you hear me?
Yeah.
So yesterday in meditation, when I was connecting with these energies, had an interesting experience. My spirit guide handed me a pipe bundle of the Native American tradition. And then it had to do with how the Council of 12 talked about how the 12 streams of consciousness were really kind of bundles of thousands of different streams of information and consciousness. And it was explained to me that the original pipe that was passed down from White Buffalo Pipe Calf Woman and then handed down, and all the pipe carriers, that is one stream of consciousness that comes through the Council of 12, and that every individual that has been a pipe carrier in this life or past has that frequency embedded in them that is that they're connected to, that they bring in to the world. So I don't know, that was kind of a unexpected little piece of information that just sort of appeared. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I can say something. I've also been feeling this instant connection when I focus on things. It's just, since we began, it's just even in December when Council 12 came in, I felt that connection. And now when I focus on the quadratic, the archangels or tetrahedrons, the star tetrahedrons or whatever it is, it's just there, like you said, it's just there. And it's just the most loving, gentle, calming feeling. And I was out at safari one day and I was doing watching the wolves. We have red wolves that are critically endangered. And this young woman and her son, little boy, about five, came by and asked her if she saw the wolves down below, and she said no. So I told her back up and go. I told her where they were, and I told her a little about them. So they went back down there and came back, and she says, "Thank you so much." And I had just been in this flow, and this little boy opened the window and went, "I love you." And his mama kind of gasped, like that wasn't normal for him. And I could just feel that he had tapped into my energy stream. And he just felt the love, and he said, "I love you."
Oh.
And I just felt so good about that. It was like really nice. And because I was just feeling love, and I'm tapping in more. I've always wanted to communicate with animals. But instead of trying to tap into something specifically, all of a sudden I'm just feeling them more, which is really nice.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, we really appreciate all of your comments, and we will offer this consistently as we move on, because it's important for our community to be incorporated into these sessions. the first six are just so foundational that we have to really get those positioned. And you're already absorbing that first session. It is integrating within you and has been the whole time. And that's what these foundational energetics and concepts are all about, so that you function consciously as you move through your day and know who you are. So, Milena, do you have anything to add before we get started here?
Yeah, I think we're good, and we've enjoyed this conversation. It is great, and it helps us all anchor and ground these energies by communicating with one another and sharing. So, as Joan said, we will do more of this in the future.